Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we are recording. We are live. Welcome back. Happy Halloween. The scariest thing in the world happened to me today. And that thing is called... Azealia Banks quote tweeted me. And thank God I was already sitting on the toilet when this happened, because otherwise... I may have just, like, shit my pants. Okay, I'll get to that in a minute, like, just in a few seconds. Before you ask, like, no, I'm not gonna try to have her on the pod. Literally, why would I do that? It would just be insane. I don't really want to communicate with her. I don't want to be friends with her. I don't even think it's possible. I'm over here as, like, an anonymous person that she's quote-tweeted. It was positive, by the way. It was positive. And, thank God for that. But, like, I'm still here with, like, bated breath waiting for her to, like, turn on me for no reason. Like, I just can't handle that. I'm just not in the mood. Ever. But it was actually... She did say, it, like, what I was saying was funny. I'll get to it in a second. Beautiful day today. 78 degrees, felt like 80 on Halloween in New York City. Sun was shining. Also, all the restaurants and, like, cafes have to, like, disassemble their outside, like, sheds, like, outdoor dining sheds. I don't even know what you call them. They gotta be done by November 1st, or else you'd pay like $40,000 a year. So I was watching that happen. I was just like smiling ear to ear. I'm looking at all these like new parking spots opening up. I'm just like so happy. I know a lot of you like urbanists are like, oh, like, shouldn't it be like better served as like public? The like no one's sitting outside in the winter. Sit in a park. Sit in the fucking park, you stupid bitch. You don't need to sit directly outside of Variety Coffee. You can actually walk across the street to the park where there's hundreds of benches. Lord, don't I know that. It is a little scary because like, I remember my first Halloween in New York, 2011. It was snowing and like freezing rain, like sleeting. And it was so fucking cold. And like the stark dichotomy of today, that's actually pretty scary. Pretty scary. Hashtag Indian summer again, you know. Okay, anyways, back to the AB tweet in question. So last night I was just like sitting on my computer and I was like thinking about the election. I'm just like, why is no one like... talking about anything real? Like, especially Kamala. It's like, I don't even know what she talks about. Like, nothing. Her whole thing is, like, trying to not say anything at all. So I made a quick little list of, like, things I would do if I was president. Or, like, what my kind of, like, plan forward would be. I'm going to read them off. And then I'll read Azealia Banks' response. And I'll kind of, like, get into a couple of them. Or maybe all of them, like, more in detail. Okay. If I was president, number one, all casinos are turned into mental hospitals, and they are filled to the brim immediately. Bald men get a holiday with similar weight to Mother's and Father's Day. Number three, complete ban of K-pop, BravoCon, and other stuff, I'm sure. Number four, do something about factory farming. Number five, end all wars. And number six, all UFO information declassified. So, I'm sitting on the toilet, and I just like look at Twitter, see a notification, and it's like, Azealia Banks quote tweeted you, and I was like, I was like,
so
no, I'm saying now.
I was like, oh my god, I have to like I didn't even like, you know what, I didn't even like, it was such a I didn't even like linger over the notification. I just like hit it with my thumb and was like, go into it right now. I don't even like have time to process what was really happening. Normally I would stare at it and like think like, okay, maybe open it later. Like, you know, come up with a plan. I just, something took over me. I clicked it and this is what she had to say. And again, it was nice. So I don't like freak out. I mean, I'm like kind of setting up to like freak you guys out. It's like actually fine. Okay. She said, complete ban of K-pop and ban everyone under the age of 16 from using social media in general. The internet is fucking dangerous now. Not the same days of AOL dial-up where communications were way less open and pedophiles couldn't clandestinely spy on 14-year-olds dancing in bikinis. Bald holiday is mad funny. Period. Okay. She said it was mad funny. Isn't that kind of cool? But it's also like, I'm not getting too invested in any of this whatsoever. I mean, I do want to discuss bald, I'm calling it BMH, bald man holiday. But let's get into like the few, the topic right before that about turning casinos into mental hospitals. So I think on an episode, maybe it was with Heather Juju, I was like, my plan for America, this is like, it could have honestly been like 2 years ago, like straight up. I was like, we need to build humongous mental facilities, employ a lot of people, and just kind of get, fill them up. Like, there's so many insane people, and people who are like kind of just sort of insane that could use like, you know, a month off. And so part of my program would be, well, okay, so I don't like casinos. They make me feel awful. Hate them. And I think of Atlantic City and I'm like, let's just change Atlantic City into like a mental ward next to the beach, so like people can go to the beach, you know, and look out, and that'll be good for them. We'll start with Atlantic City. My plan, okay, it's gonna sound a little fascistic, but here's the thing. We get a bunch of military trucks, like the ones that look like a big like Oregon Trail like wagon that like fits a lot of people in the back, and we just drive around all day. Anyone who looks a little off, like blow dart into your fucking neck, and you're rounded up, and then you're taken to the mental facility. At least 30 days minimum, and you'll get food, but you're not getting let out. And okay, this doesn't just go to like homeless people or people who are like yelling on the street. This goes for like, if you're like a little too drunk. So like, this could easily happen to me. I could get rounded up. So, but I still believe in this. I think people need to be rounded up and taken away, because there's truly, and I've kind of thought about this, like there's no other way. There's just like no other way to do it. Like, no one's going to get the help they need. They don't even know where to go. Yet they're out here causing mayhem. And we do need some law and order in a way that's like, I mean, this is, it's more civilized than you might think. Like, the dart in the neck is picked up and it's like, well, I'll see him in a month. I'll see him in a fucking month. Like, whatever, it's just a month. When you're young, a month sounds like a long time. When you're my age, it's like, okay, like, fine. Unless it's like Sober October, which I was like, I thought of today, I'm like, oh wow, I can't believe I thought that I was gonna do that. I lasted like literally 2 days, or maybe it was like one day. Oh god, whatever. Okay, you're rounded up, you're put in the casino turned mental hospital, and you're fed fairly, I mean, there's like nice kitchen, like you're fed okay, but you're not getting out. There's no way you're getting out. There's just like a no getting out policy for 30 days. And you settle in, you clean your act up. I mean, there could be like jobs programs and shit up in the casino. The casino is no longer functioning as a casino, by the way. Absolutely not. So dark, so weird. I think people just like gamble at home and have some like very violent gangs control gambling. And then maybe it would scare people away from doing it. the Native American angle of them owning casinos, I mean, that's just so warped. I don't even know what to do about that. We'll give them something. We'll give the Native Americans something. I mean, we're not giving the Lenape people back the island of Manhattan, but, like, there's a lot of golf courses in Long Island. We could, like, I mean, take a couple of those away. I'm not, like, anti-golf either, because I think I will get into it at one point in my life. Anyways, so, I mean, that's kind of my plan to, like, clean up streets and, like, make America mentally healthy again. My next thing, BMH Bald Man Holiday. Bald men get no respect, and, like, I see it. I've never actually seen anyone stick up for bald people, like, online ever, and people just shit all over us all the time. And, yeah, I'm fucking tired of it. I am sick and tired of it. We're like, you can just say anything about bald men and be like, yeah, they're so gross and ew. And it's like, wow. Wow. Again, this is why men shoot up schools and shopping malls. I don't know if they were bald. Actually, they always seem to have, like, long hair. And I'm like, okay. But we need a holiday, again, with similar importance to Mother's Day and Father's Day. It'll be Bald Man. Should be Bald Men Holiday. No, I think Bald Man Holiday. I like better. I just like Bald Man Holiday. It'll be on a Friday. So you get a long weekend. And then that's the only way to get people to respect bald men again, is to, like, have a long weekend. And people are like, oh yeah, maybe they're not so bad. Maybe they're not so bad. I don't know. Maybe in, like, the spring? Maybe, like, in the winter? Maybe, like, oh my god, honestly, maybe just, like, in January. We've all survived the holidays. Not any more time off for a while. You know, I don't know if it's, like, Columbus Day is the first day holiday. I think before, yeah, middle of January, Bald Man Holiday. Because then people start liking winter a little more. There's something to look forward to. Because there's nothing to look forward to in January. BMH, let's get it cracking. The complete ban of K-pop, I don't even need to go on about that, is music sent from the devil. The devil himself, K-pop. Don't even try. I know Jacques Peterson's listening right now, and he's just like, steam is shooting out of his ears. Don't even bother. Please don't bother. It is hell on earth, K-pop. And it should not even be allowed in America. It's the worst cultural thing that's ever happened in America. Period. BravoCon, right next in line to K-pop. It is just turned into this horrific, like, zoo. The way that middle-aged, dignified women are treated at BravoCon is appalling. And it's by other women, too. Sorry, ladies. It's pretty obvious. It's not, I mean, gay guys go, but I don't know. It's mostly women booing Lisa Rinna off stage, which I think, again, we're rounding them up, too. We are, the military vans and trucks are parked outside of BravoCon, if it's still somehow going on under my presidential reign. You will be rounded up if you boo Lisa Rinna, so clock that T. And then I said, you know, other stuff. I'll come up with some other stuff. I mean, there's so much stuff that I would like to ban for the benefit, the objective benefit of humanity, that only I'm able to really gauge. I don't trust anyone other than myself. But feel free to chime in. If you have any, like, ideas of, like, what, you know, what should we ban? Shein. Oh, my God, Shein. Okay. I didn't talk about fast fashion, but that's definitely a thing. Next up, factory farming. Oh, God. Breaks my heart every day, factory farming. And I eat meat all the time. It's just spiritually rotten to treat animals that way. We need just, like, more farms. And then maybe when, like, the military truck's full of, like, lunatics, drop them off at the Atlantic City casinos, we can use them to kind of stop by the farms and pick food up and bring them to New York. Maybe I'm just like mayor of New York. I don't know. I'll start, whatever, who cares. We could start with mayor. A lot of these are kind of New York centric, but not entirely. Number five, end all wars. I mean, that goes without saying. I hate war. hate violence, hate destruction, hate death, turmoil, bloodshed. Oh my God. Enough. Enough with that. And then number six, all UFO information declassified. Come on. It's like kind of a human right to just know what the fuck is going on. I understand the U.S. government's probably trying to like reverse engineer a lot of this technology, and then it's like, you know, they don't want China or Russia to get it. But, oh shit. I mean, maybe it's classified for a reason. Like, honestly, okay, as long as I know, then we're cool. But it might need to be classified. But also, I don't know, maybe it'd be better if we knew and could move in some direction towards, like, something. I don't even know what that would resemble. Would it bring countries together? Only if, like, aliens are trying to fight us, but, like, they're not. But, like, they, honestly, I used to think they were peaceful. You honestly can't be sure. They've given us no reason to think so, other than the fact that, like, given what we know, they could wipe us out in, like, the blink of an eye, like, at any moment. They could just wipe out humanity. And there is something a little nice about that. If they did, I wish they would give us, like, a... I mean, how long of a countdown would you want to know the world's going to end? I mean, like, I think 30 seconds. I was like, maybe an hour? No, I think 30 seconds. It's not like you're going to, like, what? You're going to call your mom if she's still living. Otherwise, I'd just be like, okay, phone's off. I'm going to just, like, sit on the ground and be like, okay, well, here we go. Let's just get this shit over with. Okay. A lot of, oh my God, there's so many more topics. And I did get some questions. They'll get to. They're, you know, again, they're okay. They're okay. So, honestly, I'm taking a cigarette break. Sorry, I'm just like, I don't know. Be right back. And we're back. Okay. I wanted to talk about another, like, sweepstakes, quite frankly. I won another sweepstakes, which we're at two now. One, the deli, winning the custom merch and a sandwich on the board via Instagram. And then this is another sweepstakes via Instagram from the New Yorker Festival. John Early was performing, I guess, like, giving a talk, not a talk, but, like, a conversation. Okay, a conversation. With a writer named Doreen St. Felix, who I think I'd heard the name. I looked at her Twitter, scanned it, and I was like, okay, this is, like, a serious person. There's no semblance of, like, laughter at all. And I'm like, okay, well. But it's, like, comment to win a pair of tickets. And I just said, I want to win, and, like, a smiley face emoji. And, like, the day before, this is, like, a month ago, I forgot I even did it. They DM me, they're like, you won the sweepstakes. I'm like, what? Of course, the New Yorker Festival is not calling it a sweepstakes, but I just love the word sweepstakes. Like, I cannot get enough of sweepstakes. I was like, yeah, sign me up. So I bring best friend of the pod, Paul Koopa, with me. We meet at West Side Tavern. Okay, so it's at the SBA Theater on 23rd, between 8th and 9th. And, like, I would always go to West Side Tavern because, like, if I'd go to, like, art openings or something in Chelsea, there's, like, nowhere to go that's, like, regular. It's just, like, these weird restaurants or just, like, tiny little bars that are just, like, full of, like, art fags. And I was like, I want to do something normal. I'd always end up at West Side Tavern. And it's, like, a Friday night at, like, 8 p.m. And there was, like, no one in there. And it was so nice. You know, classic, like, wooden everything, kind of dark, kind of just, like, older clientele. It's fucking perfect. I went to the conversation. I laughed at John because he's funny as shit, like, always. I think Doreen St. Felix had a good understanding of his work, but it was still just kind of like, so. This is, like, kind of a departure. I'm like, oh, God, I'm falling asleep. But it's fine. Didn't get a chance to see John, but he did text me and will be in New York for a while. So hopefully I'll have him on the pod in the next month. You know, we'll see. I go home and I get some food at the deli. And, oh my God, listen, I don't want to be a bitch. There's like a cross-eyed teenager who's like so nice, but he fucks up my food every single time in like ways that are like incomprehensible. Like I got like chicken over rice a few days ago, you know, classic red sauce, white sauce, you know, just done. And he put like buffalo sauce on it because he just thought I'd want that. And I got home and I was like, ew, like this is so nasty. Anyway, so I order a Philly cheesesteak. I had not eaten all day. I had a peanut butter cookie and had like six drinks. I was like, oh shit, I gotta eat something that will fill up my gourd. And I'm like, so just Philly cheesesteak, just onions and cheese, no peppers. No peppers. Because he's done this to me before. And I see him put like so many red and green peppers on. I was like, hey, like, can you scrape them off? He's like, oh, they're kind of mixed in already. I'm like, could you actually, like, I'm sorry, could you remake it for me? Because, like, and I was kind of drunk. I was like, I'm allergic to peppers. I'm not allergic to peppers. I swear to you, I never lie. Ever. Like, in, like, I just don't be lying. And it just flew out of my mouth. And I'm like, oh, you fucking idiot. Like, why would you even say that? And he's like, oh, okay. I'm sorry. I guess I'll remake it. I'm like, thank you. But, like, the back and forth, I was like, no peppers. He's like, no peppers? I'm like, no peppers. He's like, no peppers? I'm like, correct. No peppers. And I'm not, like, slurring my words. I'm not being crazy. He just, like, I don't know what happened from, like, him being like, I got you. No peppers, then taking a fistful of peppers and throwing it into like the meat and cheese. I was like, Jesus Christ. But it was actually kind of funny because there was like white girl who looked exactly like Whoa Vicky. This is not like a Halloween thing. This is like a New York thing. Bright pink like velour tracksuit. Had the same exact voice. I thought it was like Whoa Vicky. She's like, nah, I don't smoke splashes. I smoke straight za, bruh. And she's like dropping N-bombs left and right. And I'm like, ooh, like your fucking ass beat. Well, I mean, not in Greenpoint, because like, you know, it's not as diverse as other neighborhoods, I'll say. But I was like in awe of this person. She's driving a 2016 BMW 5 Series, like tinted windows. I'm like, okay, well, circling back, like, what are splashes? I swear she said, I don't smoke splashes. I smoke straight za, bruh. And also, what is za? I think I've heard it, but I'm like, I don't think I really ever thought about what it was. Za. I mean, it's just, like, good weed. Splashes, though? I'm thinking, like, Virginia Slims or something. I don't fucking know, guys. Oh, my God, I don't know. But yeah, I did also land, you know, I've been like struggling financially lately. I did land two focus groups in 1 week, which is literally unheard of. You know, I'm not supposed to talk about them. I might make this a free episode, so I'll just be kind of vague. I won't say specific things. First one was a liquor focus group over Zoom. I'm not like in person doing a taste test. It's more like branding and like names and stuff. And so they asked everyone, they're like, so what vodka brand do you think is like, you know, kind of on the downcline? Like they're not so cool or like relevantly. What do you think? I said a vodka brand that sponsors gay pride events. I was like, well, you know, I just, in my mind now, I only associate them with like the month of like June because of like gay pride. Otherwise, like, I don't really see them at bars. I would personally never like order it for like a martini. That's just my guess. And then like pull up a PowerPoint and like the whole focus group, it's an hour and a half, is going to be about this brand. Like there's like executives like listening to this focus group. And I'm like, Jesus, probably not, I mean, not executives, but like employees of Boop Vodka, and I was like, oh god, I really stepped in it now. And so they're like trying out like, you know, different logos and stuff, and one of them is called like Boop Golden. And like, what does that make you think of? I'm like, well, for a vodka, golden makes me think it might be the color of gold, and then it might remind me of like urine. And then someone in the Zoom was like, what? And I was like, oh, so, I mean, sorry, I don't mean to be vulgar. I just like golden, it'll look like a jar of piss. Like, I don't know. Does that not cross anyone else's mind? Maybe it was just me. But this vodka was made from grapes, and I'm like, and everyone in like the group was like a drinker, basically. They really got us together. And everyone's like, I didn't even know you could make vodka from grapes. I guess Ciroc is made from grapes. That is not the brand I was doing the focus group for. We're all kind of like, oh, okay. Yeah. But again, I could do focus groups every day. I love to weigh in. I love to observe and just give like kind of a knee-jerk reaction. The next focus group, this is one I really can't talk about like at all. It's for an upcoming streaming comedy drama, although it's neither funny nor dramatic to me. It's like probably for teens, but it's like so woke. Like, it's Canadians are like literally 12 years in the past. I'm sorry to my Canadian listeners. I know there's like actually quite a few of you, but you know what I'm talking about. Like there's that Rachel Sennett movie last year where it's about like sexual assault, and it's just like, did this come out like 2000, like literally eight? Like what? How? Like it? I don't know. Like this has already been made like 100 times. This is kind of the vibe of that show. And again, I really can't say anything about it. I feel like I've already said too much. But I think it's going to be coming out soon. It is it's set in Canada, but it's like north of Canada, in like the Arctic. It's like, oh my God. Okay. Anyways. Okay. Whatever. Enough. The list is so long. Also, like, this is some crazy news. This is crazy because I feel like I haven't even seen it online. A couple friends of mine reached out, sent me a PDF that the brand Chrome Hearts is suing HRH Collection for, like, it didn't say how much money, but friend of the pod, actually, I'm not going to get him involved in this lawsuit. Boop Trick Boopberg was like, it's like $20 million. I was like, girl, what? So she's been like selling like necklaces, bracelets with like charms that are Chrome Hearts like patented designs, which I'm like, okay, I didn't even know they could do that. It is, I mean, if you saw this, you'd be like, oh, it's a Chrome Hearts cross. I'm going to dive in a second. I was shocked because I'm like, she's getting sued for $20 million and she still hasn't like, is anyone signed up for her Substack? Is she popping off about this on there? I'm assuming not, because like, I don't think she's like legally that stupid. I don't think she would do that, but like her life is about to get really complicated. They're also suing for like whatever legal fees they're going to have to like encounter, which is like, I'm assuming a lot of money because they're like a $1 billion corporation. They say that in their 20-page PDF. But like, okay, I get it. She is literally cheapening the brand. However, what is next? Are they going to sue? Is Chrome Hearts going to sue like Jesus Christ himself? How can they really do that? Can the Pope like sue Chrome Hearts? I don't know. I'm slightly Team Alex on this, but I also do get Chrome Hearts being like, you gotta knock it off. Maybe a cease and desist would be more appropriate. The woman just had a child, you know? Little Sally. Oh God. I got myself in trouble with myself the other day. I was running low on body wash. I always buy like a huge like pump of it in my shower. I keep it there. really just like squeeze a bunch into the loofah, and I go crazy in the shower. What can I say? I was running out, and I did the thing where, you know, you fill it up with water to get the last, you know, few ounces out. Meanwhile, in my head, I'm like, oh, I have a full, like, other one in my trunk that, like, my mom gave me, like, probably at Christmas last year. Like, I think it's actually from Christmas of last year. But I've known it's in my trunk, and I always forget that it's there. I never bring it in. I saw it the other day, like, truly, like, a week ago, full, sitting there. I'm like, great. I'm like, okay, well, I don't have to go buy body wash because I got it in my trunk. And then on the other night, I'm coming home, and I'm like, oh, girl, you need that body wash. Open up the trunk, hit with like a wall of just like, it smells just like olive oil. And like, I don't even like, it's the brand A La Maison, which like, I don't even know if it's nice. Cause they sell it like Dollar General and Whole Foods. So I'm like, okay. Has completely opened itself up and completely emptied out entirely just on the in the floor of my trunk, and I'm like, oh my god. Like, I'm just like standing there staring at it, like, there's kind of nothing I can do about this, right? Like, I can't get water to like clean it out, because like, what am I doing? Is like make soap and like bubbles, and then what? And also, I don't have like a bucket, and I'm not like bringing that to my like the street in front of like everyone in the neighborhood to be like, I just am like, okay, this is something I cannot possibly deal with on like any level. So I'm gonna have to just leave it and roll the windows down when I drive, because it's pretty fucking fragrant. It is very, it's very Eltahitic.
It's very dry. It's almost kind of like your vagina.
Except it's not dry. It's not dry at all. So, you know, I'll circle back on that next episode. But it was such, I was like, it went from being like a saving grace to a complete disaster. My backup plan for, you know, honestly, like weeks. You know, when you're running low on body wash, you're like, oh, I gotta go to the store. But then like the store like doesn't have what you want. I typically use like Dr. Teal's, which is very good. Like the tea tree oil one, eucalyptus and tea tree oil. Very nice. Not as expensive as you'd think. Huge. Oh my God. Sorry. Huge bottle, huge pump. I'm truly sorry for that. Dr. Teal's, huge bottle, huge pump. And like, yeah, you know, but you know when it's coming. And then I'm like, oh, well, I got that thing in my trunk, so don't need to worry about that. And then I went to like Key Food, because I'm like, it was just on my way to what I was doing. I was like, I'll pop into Key Food, and thinking they'll have like a pretty big, like, yeah, I don't know, cosmetics aisle or like body aisle or whatever the fuck you call it. And they only had like Irish Spring and like Old Spice. And I was like, what? Like, I don't even think they had, like, women's body wash, you know what I mean? It was just, like, shampoo and, like, that. And I was like, I don't think I can do this. So, right now, what I'm, if you're curious, is, I mean, you should be. I have a travel-size Harry's body wash that I've been rocking with. And I gotta go to a different store. I have to go to a different store very soon. Okay, we're gonna move on. This is the night of, like, big topics. I mean, the body wash. Now this, Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz, Splitsville. One-way ticket to Splitsville. Honestly, I'm, like, kind of not kidding. I really think I have a chance with Channing Tatum. I really think I do. I think we'd be, like, so good together. He's hot and stupid, and I'm smart and fugly. And, like, that's such an amazing combination. And he's rich, I'm poor. Because he's, like, gay, right? Like, I mean, I'm always like, is he? I'm like, He may be just, like, Florida bisexual, which is, like, fine. He can fuck women. I don't care. Just don't tell me about it. Don't get anyone pregnant. That's all. But like, I really, I don't know. I just think me and Channing have a chance. Like, really thinking about it, I'm like, I think I could like bag Channing Tatum. Like, if we were in the right room in the right circumstances, I think Channing Tatum would be like, okay. And I would sign an NDA. I wouldn't want to, but I'm like, all right, girl, I'll do it. I don't even think it'd be like that weird to have like a secret relationship with a celebrity. It'd be like fine for me. Like, I don't really like PDA. Cause I'm like, are we gonna get like gay bashed? Like, I just still have that kind of like fear in me. Like, I don't need to like hold hands walking down the Bowery, you know? I don't want pictures of me taken virtually ever. So like, that's fine. We don't need to like post our little, you know, our little pics together. I don't even want to take them. So it's like fine. Indoors. I just want an indoor relationship. In public, I can keep my hands to myself. I'm like, whatever, who cares? Could be fun. It could be literally fun. It could be like a kink that maybe regular people should try out, where it's like, let's pretend we're like not supposed to be seen together. I don't know. I guess that's just like a loveless relationship. It's still going on. It's like, that's what's happening. But if you're in a relationship full of love, maybe try it out. Let me know. But I'm willing to do that with Channing. Channing, please. You know, because he did. I mean, if you're new here, he followed my podcast Instagram 3 years ago and unfollowed after I DM'd him. I was like, hey, I like, I don't even know what I said. I was like, hey, I love you. And you're just like, hey, I love you. And he unfollowed me. But it was like right when he started dating Zoe Kravitz. So I feel like she was like looking at his phone and be like, who the fuck is this faggot? Like, unfollow him right now in front of me. Like, I know she did that. So even though Channing Tatum like doesn't really know about me, he has at least seen my podcast Instagram and has at least seen the link to my Patreon. He's not subscribed. Although, honestly, you never know. He could be one of the 400 people that listen to this podcast. It's like, so, it's like no one. Okay. Channing, please, if you're listening, reach out. Have your assistant reach out, because I don't want, you know, I want to be like traced back to you, because I'm fucking in. I'm fucking tired of my life. I need a way out. Okay. Okay. Why don't whales get out of the way of boats? Listen, I love whales. They're one of the most majestic creatures in the world. They're always getting like hit by boats. And I'm like, are you like actually fucking stupid? Like, how are you in the way of a boat? Swim down. You have the entire ocean. I understand manatees because they're like in a shallow kind of like water. I don't know if it's like a river or a bog or like a, what is that called? Like a Everglade? I don't know. Manatees, I understand. Sea cows. Well, are they in the sea too? I sympathize more with the manatees than the whales. It's just like, get out, like, go down. Like, I mean, are they confused? Does a whale think the underside of a boat is another whale, and are they trying to like rub up against it? Because like, I don't think a whale's getting swept up into like a boat. I mean, maybe like a giant like cargo carrier, but I even still, I'm like, you can't just see that shit and be like, I'm gonna go the other way. I'm gonna go down into the depths. Something's weird about that. I mean, again, sorry, I love whales, but and it's kind of like the same thing I was talking about logging accidents earlier. Logging a few months ago, honestly, just step out of the way of the tree. It's the same size as your body. How is it falling on you? Get out of the fucking way. You're cutting it down. Get out of the fucking way of the log that you know is about to fall. I don't know. Next up, I was trying to spell the word eviscerating. Either it was in my notes or on text or something, or maybe it was like I was Googling something. And I spelled it E-V-I-C-E-R-A-T-I-N-G. And it was like, oh, no suggestions found. And I'm like, really? Like, that seems, I think I'm missing like a letter, but I'm like, it seems pretty fucking close. So I like add an S. I'm like, oh, I think there's an S. So I spell it, you know, EVISCERATING.
BISCTH.
And I was like, oh, word found. I'm like, so how is the word not found if I'm one letter off from this long ass fucking word? Like, what do you mean it's not found? No suggestions found. Like, Google images, nothing works anymore. Like, nothing is like working. How is it not found? How is it not found? How is it not fucking found? Eviscerating. Can anyone tell me? Please. Please tell me. Oh my God. Oh, I know why. I was looking this up. Someone I posted, it's all coming back. I posted a picture of me on Halloween when I was 3 years old. And I was like, Halloween 1991. And someone's like, oh, wow, like what? 91? And they posted that meme that's like, there's a 56-year-old woman here. And I was starting to type out like, the word eviscerating was like, it was going to be a part of my response, but it ended up not being that. I don't know what I was going to say, but I think I was going to eviscerate them in some form or another. I ended up just being like, are you trying to make a point that I'm older than you? Like what? Like you're going to be old. You're going to literally be as old as me in like 10 days. You think years are long? No, bitch. You're going to be 36 next week. Okay. Why would I have said eviscerating them? But I made that note in my notes. I was like, I was trying to clap back. They was gonna be like, please stop eviscerating me. I don't know. Oh God, another thing on Twitter. I fucking hate gay guys have gotten so unbelievably stupid on Twitter. We're ruining our reputation as like sort of elite cultural purveyors, commentators. I don't know, but like now just like the dumbest people were like hot conventionally. This tweet really fucking pissed me off. So it was this like 22-year-old, and this is I'm gonna read the tweet. He says, bottoms, work on your back muscles. The view is hot when we top you. And then the lip licking emoji. I'm not upset that like someone's telling someone to work out and look better. It actually doesn't even register to me. It is bullshit and annoying. There's a couple other things that bother me. The view is hot when we top you. The view is hot. The view. How far away are you from the person you're fucking? Like that, setting that distance is spiritually rotten as like factory farming. Like you're on top of a skyscraper having a view of the person you're fucking that's like literally attached to you and like 1 foot away. That you're like physically touching. The view is hot. The view. Also like, it removes all sensuality from sex, which is so awful, and should not be encouraged. On top of that, work on your back muscles. What the fuck is a back muscle? The only time I'm aware of like a muscle in my back is when it's like, when I hurt it, my lower back, I'm like, ow. Does it mean shoulders? Also, I think this is like a French guy who's like ESL, but still, fuck him. Fuck him. I hope he never has sex again. Bottoms. Work on your back muscles. The view is hot when we top you. Are you like a bald eagle? Like you're just a vulture? Like the view is hot. when we top you, are these people actually having sex? No, I think they are. Like, they're actually, no, there's, I'm like, are gay guys actually sexually active? It's like, yes, like, absolutely. It's just like me who isn't. But, you know, I'm a closet freak. Once, like, you know, me and Channing get together, you know, I don't mean to be like vulgar again. I'm sorry.
It's like, no big deal. Like, sucking dick and cock. Like, I'm just like, oh my God.
Let's see. What do we have here? Oh, we're at 45 minutes. Holy shit. Okay, well, that's good. You know what? I think it's time for another cigarette break. Okay. Thanks for sticking with me. We've got a lot more. We're doing well over an hour. But that's fine. You know, it's only like 7 o'clock in New York right now. And it's Halloween, so I'm feeling a little festive. Okay, be right back. Okay, we're back. What's up with voting early? Everyone's voting early. I mean, I guess it's to avoid the line on, like, actual election day. So I guess, all right, yeah, case closed. I think that's probably why people are voting early. I don't think I can, like, vote and pay my taxes in the same year. Like, I just paid the taxes, like, a few weeks ago and voted. I can't do it. You should vote if you want to. I personally, sorry, I just can't do it. Next up, okay, let's, I am going to do a new segment called Rapid Fire Movie Reviews in a couple minutes. But, and I will be talking about Joker, Folie à Deux. But I did want to talk about Gaga's new single and music video, Disease, which the single, when I heard it, I was like, okay, I mean, like, it was too much of a continuation of, like, not art pop, Chromatica. I thought I had, like, art pop influences, and I realized it was actually just, like, Kim Petras randomly. I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck? It seemed less woozy, a little more secure. The vocal style is still kind of, like, Joker-fied. Like, what's the lyric where it's like, calm me down, like, 1, 2, 3, suddenly the Joker is me. Like, that's not the lyric, but I'm, like, I'm inserting Joker into all the lyrics in Disease. So I'm like, it's Joker. But I like the video a lot. And on its own, the video and song together, it's very good. I liked it. I hope this is kind of just like an amuse-bouche of like the next stuff. Because like if it's worse than this, like I'm going to be like a little disappointed. But life is just literally full of disappointment. And I am somewhat used to that. But like, I love Gaga, like, so much. Like, I just gravitate towards her. I don't know. I think she's great. Something about her. There's just something about her. Chapel Roan had another incident with the same photographer at the MTV Awards at some other event. And she noticed he was there, and she's like, oh, hold on. She, like, walks over. She's like, you were mean to me at the MTV Awards. Like, you can't do that. And this is the guy that was like, apparently he just yelled, shut the fuck up at her when she wasn't talking. And I'm like, okay, it's like, this is, I don't know, like, what to make of that clip. Cause I was like, this is, who knows, like, what any of the context is. It's so weird. Someone on Twitter was like, she should have been like a WWE wrestler instead. And I was like, wait, that's actually so true. But like, what if he told her, like, shut the fuck up, like, again? Like, that would be really funny. I don't want to keep harping on her. Something the milk ain't clean with her. She doesn't really have like the diva energy that people think she does. It's a little like provincial and like tense and like annoying, but like, I honestly don't care. I don't really care. If the young kids like it, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for everyone, truly. Before I get into the rapid movie reviews, I have another new segment called, well, I've done this before. It's called Questions for Myself. It's like questions I wish you guys would ask me, but like don't, because you like kind of don't have like the brain power, apparently. Sorry. So there's only four, but yeah, let's go. Question number one, is it illegal to post a pic of your voting ballot? Because people are like, I voted for Sanzo, and I'm like, can you just post? So I'm going that. Because I'm like, I didn't think you could. Hold on. Okay. Taking a photo at the polling place or the blank ballot is permitted. However, voters should not be disruptive to the poll workers or... Hold on. Ballot selfie state by state. Taking a photo of your ballot and posting it online is not allowed in at least 14 states. And in others, you'll be in something of a gray zone. Okay, so, like, whatever. I can't even, like, research this. There's too many words. There's no, like, Google AI, like, answer for this, so I'm just, like, not gonna pursue this further. Question number two. What tanning product does Donald Trump use? I mean, everyone, the orange man. People are like, what is, you know, he's self-tanning. Like, what? But, like, it's never on his, like, collar. Which is, like, very impressive. So I'm like, what is he actually using? Is he using spray tan? So let's Google that. Okay, this is a Rolling Stone article from 2019. It's a mystery. Self-tanner, tanning beds, it's a mystery. Again, there's no Google AI overview for this. I guess I'm asking the right questions. Hold on, this is the Vox article from 2019. Could this be Trump's orange makeup? Boosting Bronx colors. It's a Swiss brand. Claimed it's boosting hydrating concealer in orange. I don't know. I mean, we're not... Okay, so far this... It's not going very well. We don't know that answer. Question number three. Where did the phrase man down come from? People have been saying it for, like, my entire life. Like, something falls over, they're like, man down. Or if, like, someone falls over, it's like, man down. I'm assuming it's from, like, war. Or, like, a war movie. Let's see. Oh, God, we have an answer from the Google AI overview. Thank God. The phrase man down comes from a chanty or work song sung by sailors on merchant ships in the 1890s. The song is called Blow the Man Down and includes the lyrics, go way, way, blow the man down. The phrase man down may also refer to a feature on two-way radios that sends an emergency alert to radios if an incident occurs. This feature is useful for organizations with remote or solo workers. So, I mean, that sounds like war to me. Okay, so I clocked the man down, T. Final question number four. Was there an October surprise? Weren't we just, like, waiting for an October surprise? I feel like there wasn't. There was no October surprise. I think it's just somewhat all out in the open. Okay, well, that about does it for questions for myself. Okay. Next up, I'm going to ding the bell. This is a bell-worthy moment. I'm going to do a rapid movie review segment. There's about... like seven or eight movies. You could also just follow me on Letterboxd instead of, like, having me do this, but you might get, like, a movie recommendation. And, you know, I won't be saying, like, too much, but that's fine, because, like, you can just watch the movie for yourself. I'll be doing a thumbs up and thumbs down and maybe saying a few words, etc. Like, you get the vibe. Okay, here we go. Number one. Anna Kendrick's directorial debut, Woman of the Hour. Thumbs up. I liked it. It is kind of like one of those movies where it's like all the women are good, all the men are bad, and it's all like...
We got it, girl. We got it.
However, it is like pretty harrowing, and like it is based on a true story where this serial killer in California in the 1970s went on like a dating show, and she was like paired up with him. And is it called the epilogue? It's like, you know, at the end of a movie, there's like screen titles where it like describes some shit before the credits roll. Those details were like, I mean, like mind blowing. It's so dark. Give it a spin. If you're curious, I say go for it. It's a little mid, but so is everything. Like, I don't know what to tell you about new stuff. Number two, the movie Red Rooms. Or like Chambre de Rouge. It's like a French Canadian movie. Thumbs up. It's disturbing. It's thrilling. And like a little surprising how kind of twisted it gets in a very subtle way. Red Rooms, thumbs up. Number three, Fanatical, the catfishing of Tegan and Sarah. This story is interesting because like someone or maybe a few people pretend to be Tegan, or they call her Fegan, fake Tegan, for like over a decade and like trolled a lot of people. The premise is great. The movie is a little long and just kind of like a little boring. I'm gonna give it a thumbs down, but if you're a big Tegan and Sarah fan, watch it. Number four, Good One. Good One is a quiet indie. I forget the woman's name. The premise is like a teenage girl coming of age. She like lives in Brooklyn with her mom, or I think they're divorced. She goes on a camping trip with her dad and her dad's best friend, who's also recently divorced. It is so subtle and heartbreaking. She just kind of learns about how disappointing men and people are, but it's not like, it's not beating over the head, and it's also not like the kind of woman of the hour vibe where it's like,
we got it, girl. We got it.
It's beautiful, and anything set in upstate New York in the Catskills, like, bitch, I'm on board. Thumbs up. Number five, Salem's Lot. I gave it a thumbs up. I watched it. You might want to watch it before Halloween ends. So like tonight, it's like cozy and kind of like stupid. And I just liked the vibe. But then I talked to some friends and they're like, oh, you need to see the original. And I was like, I didn't know there was an original. And like, it was like a TV series that apparently also sucked. So I'm like, okay, no, like I just liked the movie. It's a classic New England vibe, Halloween. I don't know, I kind of liked it. It's charming. It's, maybe it's bad. I'm learning that I might truly have, like, shitty taste. And it's hard to reckon with, but also, like, at this point in my life, I have no choice but to not give a shit. So, thumbs up, Salem's Lot. Number six, Terrifier 3. Thumbs up. I liked it. The first Terrifier was the sorriest excuse for a movie I've maybe ever seen in my entire life. Completely fugly, and it's just like women dying. Terrifier 2, I was like, okay, maybe we're getting somewhere. Terrifier 3 is like the most concise. I don't even know if there is like a mission statement or like anything they're saying. It does take place during Christmas, so that's cozy. I don't know if there's a point other than like it's even... the violence compared to the coziness of Christmas is more revolting, but it at least seemed to have some sort of beginning, middle, and end, which was much appreciated. It's disgusting. You have to be in a certain mood. I don't think everyone will like it, but it's just like practical effects. So like, just think about that. Like, I don't know. People worked really hard to like make them. whatever, who cares? Okay, thumbs up. Number seven, Rap World. Rap World is like Connor O'Malley and some other comedians. Like, it's like an hour long. It's on YouTube. it's set in like 2008, I believe, and it's like white guys in like some PA town. What's the, I don't remember the name. It's only like 2 hours from New York City, and homes are like pretty cheap. It's like kind of near the Poconos, but they're like trying. It's like it takes place in one night, and they're trying to record a rap song, but then like end up dilly-dallying, going to parties and stuff. Friend of the pod, Lauren Servideo, isn't it? And she's so fucking funny. Like, it's a must-watch. I was laughing hysterically and like crying, and as soon as it ended, I was like, okay, I'm ready to rewatch this like soon. So like, Rap World, big thumbs up. Number 8, Family Secrets: The Disappearance of Alyssa Turney. This is on like Peacock, I think. This girl went missing, and there's a lot of mystery because she like wrote a note, but the note was from a long time ago. Obviously, like, her stepfather was like sexually abusing her and like probably killed her, and then gets somewhat brought to justice years down the road. But then, like, oh, I don't want to spoil too much shit, but the woman like running this movie is like, she's a podcaster, and it's like his stepdaughter, and it's like kind of like annoying. It's like, like, I wish someone else was doing it, because it's like,
we got it, girl. We got it.
I'm giving it a thumbs down, but also it's cool. It's like a maybe. Yeah, it's this thumbs up, thumbs down thing. I actually don't know why I'm doing this. I don't like it, but thumbs down. And last but not least, number 9, Joker 2, Joker Folie à Deux. Thumbs up, bitch. Okay, listen, I don't think it's like the greatest movie. If everyone in the fucking world wasn't telling me how bad it was, and I just went into it, I've been like, oh, this is like good. Like, this is like a good movie. I will say, it is a little sparse considering how big of a budget it had. I watched it in the comfort of my own home on the couch and was on my computer like texting people, because I'm like, oh, it's kind of boring. The music, it didn't even seem like a musical to me. It's like there's like a few songs, and when they're happening, you're like, oh, this is nice little like flourish. Like, it's nice. Gaga's incredible. Joaquin's incredible too. It really did not seem like a musical at all. And also, it's like funny. Like, I was laughing at points. Like, you're laughing with it, not at it. Like, and I don't know if why people, I hadn't heard that before. Like, no one was like, oh, it's funny, but it is funny. There's certain things like Gaga's character Harley Quinn says, and you know it's a joke. Like, she's delivering a joke, and I'm like, I'd be like, oh my god, this movie sucks, like abysmal and just awful and unfunny. And I'm like, wait, no, I mean, I'm not even trying to be like a contrarian biatch. It would tell you if I was. I was just like, I don't know, it looked, it wasn't as garish as the first Joker, where it was like putrid and nasty. I mean, a lot of like dumb and bad things happened to Joker, or was it Arthur Fleck or whatever, but like, it kind of, it's like, it's, there's not a lot of stakes for me, and I think the movie wasn't made for like comic book people. It's just kind of like somewhat of a court, it's like a court procedural, kind of a little bit of a backstory, a little bit of a musical. I don't know, I really do think this will be reappraised as like an actual, like, at least decent movie. I would give like an 82 out of 100. Thumbs up and pause up as well. Okay, my god. I mean, actually, I don't get why it cost like $200 million. Because like they do film in New York for like little moments, and there's a lot of, period, like cars and stuff and the courthouse. But like, that doesn't make up, most of the movies like in the jail kind of, or in a courthouse. I'm like, where the fuck did they spend that much? I mean, that's like actually insane. Also, friend of the pod, Tim Dillon's in it. It was like, I love seeing Tim on screen. That movie Thanksgiving I don't remember anything about it. I think it sucked, but like, he does have a genuine like magnetism on screen. It's, there's a very funny moment in the movie with him. So yeah, period. Holy shit, we're well over an hour. Let me get to a few questions. I mean, I have nine. We're not getting to all of them, guys. We're not getting to all of them. But I did get one that, it's about being bald, and I'm going to tackle it right now. Question number one. I'm giving a bald man a chance in honor of you. How do I suggest hair plugs? Not to be a bitch. Honestly, wow. In every sense of the word, you are in fact being a heinous bitch. You're not giving him a chance. You're giving him like a death sentence. Like, leave him alone. If you don't want to date a bald guy, again, look inside yourself. Think why. If you're already anticipating suggesting hair plugs, like, what if he says he doesn't want them? Do you have a soul? What I'm getting is that, like, what you're giving is no soul. You just aren't ready for the bald experience. You don't want the ooh-ah sensation. We are better mates, I would say. I don't know why I'm saying the word mate. We have been brought down a few pegs by society. We're better, well-adjusted people. And I think we probably have to perform better in bed. So maybe you're just not as evolved as your bald brethren. So stay away from us. But don't unsubscribe from the pod. You kind of need the $5. Circling the drain here still, as usual. Okay. Next question. What is a gift you've given that you're really proud of, or that the other person was really touched by? Thinking about this question made me feel like a shitty person, because I was like, I couldn't even think of like the last gift I gave someone. Like, I was like, oh shit. What is the last gift I bring like a bottle of wine over. I'll bring a bottle of wine. That's not a gift, like a real gift. The last gift I remember giving was 4 years ago, literally 4 years ago. Friend of the pod, Anna Cotchion's baby shower, I bought little Lenny a Steiff teddy bear. And it's so beautiful and it was so cute. And I was like, obviously wanted it for myself. I'm like, Dan, you can't have a new teddy bear. It's weird. But it was, you know, when I was cashing those Donald Trump checks, those stimulus checks. And I was like, let me ball out in a teddy bear. And like, I'm so happy I did that, because like, Lenny will grow up and be like, that's a really nice bear. Like, every boy should have a bear. Sorry, I'm like not trying to be weird. Teddy bears are just so important. Like, they're so cool. That's literally the only thing I can think of. I mean, it's made me think that like, I need to give gifts or just something, you know, here and there to friends. Thank you for asking. I know it's not a great answer, but like it is, you know, it's a bit of a shock to the system. So I appreciate that. Next question. What's something you own that you can't get rid of, even though maybe you should? I mean, I don't have anything that I can't get rid of besides like clothes, old clothes. I mean, they're like covered in like, moth holes. What do you call? Yeah. Like they're holy. They're full of holes. They don't fit. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll do something with this. There's no, I got to just like donate or throw out. So there's a lot of that. That is on my, thing is like, I haven't really even gone into like the winter clothes thing yet, because I'm not even kidding you, it's 80 degrees in New York City today, October 31st, 80 degrees. I was wearing a thin sweater and was sweating my ass off. I was like, wait, what? We're not going back down that road. I already talked about it. Next question. Have you been to the new Kellogg's Diner. What I'm about to say will shock you. I have never been to Kellogg's Diner. Ever. As someone who's been to the Metropolitan Bar, the gay bar, and Macri Park, another gay bar, directly like next door to it for over a decade, hundreds of times, I just somehow, and it makes no sense to me, never went into Kellogg's Diner. You'd think I'd be in there all the fucking time. I'm just not in there. But now they've undergone new management. They're, is there like a Tex-Mex vibe or it's like Southwestern? It honestly sounds kind of cool. They probably, changed the lighting a little bit. It's probably a lot more expensive. I don't know. Maybe not that much more expensive, but I would absolutely go. I'm not avoiding it for any reason. Well, actually, I heard the food used to be like fucking awful and like really expensive. So I'm like, I'll just get a bacon, egg, and cheese at the deli and call it a night. Also, after like, I don't know. I'm not like a sitting down to eat at a diner late at night could be fun. It seems a little juvenile. I'm like, either I'm going home or I'm like, I'm just not like, I'm going to sit in a bright... I hate the lighting at diners when I'm, like, drunk or, like, when it's late. I'm just like, ugh, it's too much. In the morning, when there's, like, natural light flooding in, there's nothing more I love than a diner. However, late at night, I'm just kind of... It's just not my vibe. So, but, yeah, if I go soon, I'll report back, of course. I'm running out of steam, guys. Oh, I'm running out of steam. Let's just do, we're over an hour and 10. Oh, Lord Almighty. Oh my God. One more question. I feel like I've answered this a million times before. What are your thoughts on Zoloft ultimately after being on it? Did your libido return? So I was on Zoloft for a year and a half from like the beginning of 2022 into the middle of 2023. It did what it needed to do. I was having panic attacks that were like debilitating. I couldn't leave the house. I was like sweating. My hands were so clammy. They were like prune. I don't think I really dealt with like the sort of agoraphobia from like lockdown and the pandemic, as corny as that sounds. I don't care what you think. It's like literally true. I hated being locked in my house. I hated every social interaction being more awkward than it had to be. It was just taxing, added up. And then suddenly it's just like, okay, well, I'm like taking the train now. And it's like, oh, I'm going to like faint because I'm so full of dread. And I stopped taking because I like kind of just felt better. I weaned myself off. One of the main reasons was because my libido went away. Just the reason for this question, I'm assuming. My libido has returned fully. Fully. And thank God. Like, that was a huge, it was like, I'd heard like, oh, your libido decreases, but it was to the point where it's like my dick never got hard unless I had to like do like magic. And like after, a few months you just get used to it. But then I was like, no, this is not acceptable. After like a year plus, I was like, no, I need to like just get a boner once in a while. Waking up limp, cold, flaccid, and then being like, oh, I guess I should jerk off. But then like being like, okay, well, I have to like sit down and kind of like think about it for a while. It's just so weird. Now I'm back. I don't want to be too forthright, but it's kind of like, one to three a day. We'll say that. And I'm like, oh. And I'm more grateful now for being able to jack off than ever was. It's like a luxury and a privilege to jack off. So
fuck the fool, girl. I'm here. Fuck the fool.
Okay, that about does it for this episode. Happy Halloween. Thank you guys for listening and being here as always. Thanks. Tell a friend, please. Tell a friend. Tell like a few friends. Guys, tell some friends. Tell some friends. Let's blow the pot up. Why will it not take, why will the, it's been 4.5 years, why will the pod just not take off? Like, it's just not, it's never happening, I know that. Well, I mean, it's always so much longer than I remember. Okay, I'm gonna switch the mic over. I'm going to guide us out with a song that I like. It's called Passion by The Flirts. Again, happy Halloween. Have a good weekend. Love y'all. Bye.